the Williamstown Film Festival is now in its 17th year, but this year's festival will reflect some major changes. The festival is complete with new faces, a new name, and new programming focus. It runs from October 15th to the 18th. It is now called Williamstown Film Festival Presents Wind Up Fest. It is a nonfiction festival with documentary film at its core. Other forms of nonfiction will be in conversation with documentaries, including long-form journalism, radio podcasts, photography, and social practice art. The festival's new artistic director, Paul Sturtz, is with us this morning via telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us. The new managing director, Sandra Thomas, who is the former executive director of Images Cinema, joins us. Good morning, Sandra.
Good
nice
morning,
to have you
Jay.
Back. Thank you. And board member Joe Finnegan is here. Joe, good morning. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe, for having us.
Thank you very much. So, Joe, why don't we begin with you, because you're the holdover. So tell us a little bit about how, at what point you decided to change things up a little bit.
Well, Steve Lawson, who you know very well, stepped down in the middle of the winter and had a great 15-year run. And we were looking for, in the transitional piece, actually Sandra had come back from a film festival 2 or 3 years ago, the True False Film Festival in Columbia, Missouri, that Paul actually runs. And she just talked about how the whole town gathers around this event, and there is music, and there are crossing guards, and there are conversations, and it is sort of the energy that takes over the whole community. And the idea of bringing something like that to Williamstown and North Adams was incredibly appealing to me and the rest of the board. And so we wound up having a Skype with Paul, with Sandra in the room, to discuss, you know, do we have enough time to pull it off this year? And I'll let Paul and Sandra answer that question.
I assume you'd want more time, Paul, but what you were given was enough in the end, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get over the finish line. Hopefully all of the seams won't be showing and all the fraying edges won't be apparent. We've put together a pretty great program in a short time, and I think it reflects this golden age of nonfiction that we're living through right now. And the really neat thing is that North Adams and Williamstown is right in the heart of an area filled with creators of cutting-edge, exciting nonfiction. You know, we can draw upon the documentary community that's based in Brooklyn and Boston and elsewhere, as well as all the folks that are doing podcasts all over the Northeast. You know, they're terrific nonfiction writers. Probably know in Williamstown, we have the Pulitzer Prize winner for general nonfiction this year, Elizabeth Colbert.
Yes.
She lives just down the road from where the festival will be, and she'll be participating at the festival. She'll be in conversation right after a film called Uncertain, which is more or less about nature out of balance. And so there'll be this freewheeling conversation between Elizabeth and the directors right after the film. So we're you know, experimenting this year, and we're really excited to see what happens.
So how different and how alike is this to other wind-up festivals?
Other wind-up festivals? I think this is, I mean, I would say,
i.e. festivals that you do.
Oh, other festivals. You know, as Joe said, about 13 years ago, I started a documentary festival with a friend of mine, David Wilson, called True False in Columbia, Missouri. And, you know, we more or less hone in on documentary film. What we're doing with Wind Up is expanding the definition somewhat into all forms of nonfiction storytelling. You know, documentaries will be the main spine of the program, but there will be quite a few people from the radio world, from, you know, performance, people who, like Sam Green and Dave Cerf, who draw upon journalism and nonfiction for their performance pieces, and, you know, just old-fashioned storytellers, and, you know, folks who have a nonfiction component to their music. So, you know, I would say we've expanded the definition quite a bit past where we usually go with True False. There's really only one wind-up fest. We think it's distinctive. We think it might even be unique. I'm not aware of any other festival that's doing quite the same thing. So we, we want to be a destination festival, you know, a festival that would encourage people to come from Albany and Troy and Schenectady this year, people from the Pioneer Valley and so forth. And then, you know, in the coming years, I would hope more and more people would be finding out about it in New York and Boston and even more far-flung places. But we want to serve the local community and the regional community as well as, you know, be important, you know, regionally and maybe even nationally as a place that's doing innovative work, presenting the best people who are engaging with nonfiction.
I do want to bring in Sandra Thomas, who is the new managing director of the festival. So what is it that you saw in the festival the 13 years ago, and what has been incorporated into this current festival to wind up?
From the history of the festival?
Yeah.
There are some elements of the festival that became pretty cherished by the community, and one of those is that there are artists at every single screening, and that hasn't changed. The format of how the artists are participating is a little bit different. One of the typical way after a film at a film festival is you have a director, an actor, and a Q&A after
right.
the festival. Paul has shifted that into what we're calling show and tells. So there will be extended conversations at the festival after certain films, such as Very Semi-Serious, which is about the New Yorker cartoonists. We'll have a show and tell following the film with B.E.K., Bruce Eric Kaplan, and Leanna Fink. So a more established cartoonist and an up-and-coming cartoonist will then be on stage sharing their work and in conversation after that film at Mass MoCA. That's something similar and yet new. Also, traditionally, the Williamstown Film Festival has had one event at a time, and for this year we're continuing that tradition so that the participant can navigate the festival almost as a group. Everyone can have a shared experience and have that experience to be able to talk about at the parties and the events, and not have to pick and choose amongst multiple things, but have that shared experience.
So in doing that, Paul, of having that shared experience, because I like that idea of show and tell, because it is different, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, some people love Q&As after films. Sometimes they're really engrossing. Sometimes, you know, they're really, you know,
not.
They can really fall flat. And, you know, that one person in the back of the audience can really waylay whatever good feeling there might be. You know, it can work. But we thought, you know, every festival in the world does Q&A.
Right.
Why not try something a little bit different? So like Sandra said, we'll be spinning it, you know, maybe 60, 90 degrees, off to the side, and we'll be doing these show and tells. We'll, you know, for instance, we'll be showing a film at the 62 Center in Williamstown on Saturday evening. It's called Song from the Forest. It's about this, musicologist. He went into the middle of the rainforest in Africa. He was obsessed with this music. It reminded him of these medieval chants. He went into the middle of the forest. He brought out the sounds. He got deeply embedded with the Bayaka people there, married a woman, had a Bayaka child, and then brings his child back to New York City. So the first time this child has encountered the Western world. So the movie has a music consultant named David Rothenberg, who lives down in Cold Spring. Maybe that's part of the WAMC range.
Yeah.
Maybe David's listening right now. So he'll be talking about the gathering of the sounds in the rainforest and then interacting with those sounds. He'll be playing live music on his clarinet and maybe some other instruments with the sounds from the rainforest. And so we just think it's going to make for these sort of diverting spins that might not be a typical experience at a film festival. We want this to go across platforms, from music to radio to film to writing, and we think there's something particularly fertile in that. Maybe it'll be a disaster. We don't know, but we think you bring together these creative people who have a lot to say, like David Rothenberg, and I don't think you can go wrong. But we'll see.
Wind Up Fest 2015, it may be a disaster.
Yeah, that's
their
slogan. Yeah.
That's the new T-shirt. That's great. It seems like, if all, you know, on paper, it looks great. It really does. It's very impressive. Just to something that you said, though, Paul, it does, you are getting away, it's a festival more than it is a film festival.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Film is definitely the major component, and it's the jumping off point for a lot of the post-film discussions or show-and-tells. You know, when, like I said, with the film Uncertain, which is set on the border between Texas and Louisiana, and this lake called Caddo Lake, where the plant life has engulfed the lake, and there are all these wild hogs romping through the woods nearby. Elizabeth Colbert will come on afterwards in conversation with the directors, and instead of, you know, they'll use the film as a starting place, but my hope is that the directors will be asking as many good questions of Elizabeth as what Elizabeth will be asking of them. It'll be, you know, like we're eavesdropping on a conversation between three fascinating people who have wide-ranging interests. So, you know, there's always a danger there could be a gap in the conversation, and maybe I'll be piping up from the audience if there's an awkward silence, but I think
the prompt
that they will be able to come up with a lot of interesting things about, you know, how where we are as a human community, as a planet right now, intersects this very specific case that's depicted in the film Uncertain. I have high hopes for it.
We are talking about Wind Up Fest, which occurs in Williamstown, Massachusetts, October 15th through the 18th. We are talking to the new artistic director, Paul Sturtz. We're talking to the managing director, Sandra Thomas, as well as board member Joe Finnegan, who all join us this morning. So bring us through, if you will, Sandra, a little bit of the schedule of how it's going to unfold over the 3 days.
Sure. We open Thursday, October 15th at the 62 Center. We are in venues in Williamstown and Massachusetts.
Bad math.
That's okay. We are in Williamstown and North Adams, Massachusetts. We'll be at the 62 Center for Theater and Dance on the Williams College campus on opening night with a documentary called Omo and the Seagull. The co-director, Leah Glob, will be on stage after that film with actress Maria Tucci.
Very cool.
And we'll also kick off that night the first of three late-night parties and concerts with Northampton-based And the Kids and the Sun Parade. Saturday night, we'll have Worcester-based Secret Lover and Samuel James from Portland, Maine. And then Friday night, over... we'll have Wishbone Zoe and Shreveport, Louisiana's Serotones. So there'll be three late-night parties with live music. We kick off Friday. We're a full day at Friday, October 16th at Mass Mocha. It starts in the afternoon with a nonfiction variety show, which is a new type of event, along with three short films. That evening at Mass Mocha is very semi-serious. Saturday, we kick off on October 17th at Images Cinema. With Short and Sweet, people love short films. We have two opportunities for people to see shorts both on Friday and Saturday. And at noon on Saturday, October 17th, is Radio 123. And this is, again, a completely new concept. We're bringing in radio and podcast to the mix. And on the stage that day will be three unique events. Scott Carrier from This American Life, a contributor to This American Life, will be there telling his story. Dancers Monica Bill Barnes and Anna Bass, who did a piece with Ira Glass called Three Acts, Two Dancers, and One Radio Host.
Yes.
They'll be doing excerpts of their piece with Ira there via the magic of audio recording. And then the popular podcast Love in Radio, their director Nick Vanderkolk will be there. They'll be premiering their October podcast at Wind Up on stage at the 62 Center.
So a lot going on over those 4 days. As far as the community, because you mentioned that this is very much going to be a community event. So Joe, give us a sense of how what goes into bringing the community together into all of this, because you're sort of casting the net.
Well, it's sort of a double-edged. It's both Paul reaching out to the community. You know, we're tied into Mass MoCA. We have a tie into the Clark. There's a great film that we're going to show with Tom Branchik, who's at the Williamstown Art Conservation Center. The idea is that reaching out into the local community for talent, and bringing music in, and again making it very affordable. There are discount passes available at this juncture that are $75 to see all of the events, and we have the capacity to bring in. We're reaching out to schools. We have many more volunteers on hand helping out. So we're hoping to create a little bit more energy around the festival and make it more into a, you know, you can come, you can go to something, you can take off and go to lunch and come back. You can come late for music, to turn it into much more of sort of, I think it's the starting block along the lines of Fresh Grass or Solid Sound. Mm-hmm. And this is the first year. It's going to be very different for a lot of people. I think a lot of people will be intrigued by what we do, and some of the fans that have heard from Paul or Sandra in person weren't sure what the change was. It's a new name, it's a new strategy, and most of the feedback we've got has been incredibly positive.
Yeah, we've also had a lot. Our office has been in North Adams, right on Main Street in North Adams, and we've really built a lot of connections with MCLA and the students at MCLA, and also a lot of students who are looking, a lot of young people who are looking to stay in the Northern Berkshires because they're attracted by everything that's going on. They've become very engaged in the process as well, which is really exciting.
Paul, how do you touched on this before, but I just want to expand a little bit of how you see the festival growing.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, we've seen this as the beta year, year where we show people the proof of concept. You know, it's really going to depend on how much enthusiasm there is for the festival. My hope is to create an immersive wall-to-wall experience where there would be multiple venues, all within walking distance of each other, you know, to create a node along Main Street in North Adams, as well as a whole other node in Williamstown, and to link them together in the middle. You know, we hope to be working with the new Greylock Mill, which we're all super jazzed about. We're also excited about working with the new hotel that's being renovated very close to that. Eric Kearns and his whole group are transforming the Redwood Motel there. And we hope that is a headquarters for a lot of our guests. So, yeah, part of the mission statement from the beginning was to tie together North Adams and Williamstown. The way that I've talked about it as an outsider was that my sense was that these were two towns that were separated at birth, and that we want to be part of the excitement around the two towns coming back together again around culture. The Northern Berkshires is exploding with all sorts of cultural institutions, like the ones that we're working with, like Mass MoCA and 62 Center, but so many other groups are springing up as well. And so we see ourselves as part of this upswelling in the cultural identity of the Northern Berkshires as a place where innovative, adventurous cultural events happen.
It is the Wind Up Festival. It runs from October 15th through the 18th. And I was also interested in something that you were saying, Sandra, of how you do have this history, which is 15 years. So there are some things that you want to keep intact.
Definitely. We have a base of support, and we want to bring those people along in this next incarnation of the festival, as well as growing our audience and inviting other people in. So we do have a strong foundation to build upon, which is really great. We're not starting 100% from scratch. So we're looking forward to sharing this with everyone and bringing them along on the ride.
When you look at highlights, what are you excited about?
Oh, that's a really hard question to answer. But I will say that
I love all my children.
I will say that I'm really excited. Well, I don't, but
She loves her dog.
Well, hello therapy.
I will say that on Sunday morning, well, actually throughout the festival, we'll have cinematographer Kirsten Johnson with us. She's done a lot of work with Laura Poitras, Citizen Four, and other films. She's going to be doing a conversation on Sunday morning about ethics in filmmaker from the cinematographer's point of view, shooting films, seeing things happen in front of the camera that you can't have any impact on, that you simply capture. And she'll be there with us the entire weekend. She's involved with a number of people and films that will be here. And it's really great to have the cinematographer perspective, and also there's a wide representation of women in the festival, which is nice to see. There's always a conversation about women in film, and we think there's a really good balance of that throughout the festival.
The Wind Up Festival runs from October 15th through the 18th. It is windup.org, and it's wind, W-I-N-D-up, U-P, for windup.org for more information, and wind-up.org, and you can find out about the entire range of events, which we've been talking about this morning, October 15th through the 18th. To Paul Sturtz, congratulations. Have a great time in town.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for being with us. Sandra Thomas, thank you very much. And Joe, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. Again, it's the Wind Up Fest running October 15th through the 18th. More information at windup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.